The 3rd of December, 9 games. Let's get into this one very quickly. Things to do today, the Friday. This, should say properly, shouldn't I? This is the Balls Deep pregame show.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. We are part of the Old Man Squad. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Please go and find us there. Gee, I messed that intro up. It's early. It's Saturday morning. That's an excuse. I'm going to stick with it. 9 games to get through for today. Let's jump straight into them. As I said, I do have things to do, people to see, places to go. Charlotte at Detroit. Charlotte, LaMelo Ball, Brandon Miller, Cody Martin, all questionable to return. LaMelo and I think Cody Martin, they made shoot around. Where are we? Sure, I saw something. Yes, made shoot around. So they were at shoot-around. That's good. That's an indication that they are on track to play. Doesn't mean they will play. No word on Brandon Miller just yet. We know the drill here with these guys. If LaMelo is out, we add Vasily Micic. If Brandon Miller is out, we get a little bit more Cody Martin, if he plays. A little bit more Tijan Salon. I never know how to say that. And Miles Bridges, who's been playing really well, will continue to pick up any slack offensively. For Detroit, we know that Jaden Ivey is out, of course. So this is our first look at what their rotation looks like without Jaden Ivey. Asar Thompson, we've talked about him being the priority pickup here. Tobias Harris will have to do a little bit more, theoretically, on offense. So hopefully a little bit of a bump for him. Malik Beasley should be rostered everywhere anyway. If he's not, he is certainly an add. And then Marcus Sasser is probably the question mark, as is Ron Holland. Let's see what their respective roles look like without Jaden Ivey. Second game of the night, Orlando at Toronto for the Magic, still without their two main guys there. Anthony Black is questionable as well. Caldwell Pope coming off 21 points, 2 steals in his last game. He's probably worth holding just for now. He'll either cool off or they'll start to get players back, one of the two. Tristan Da Silva has been very up and down. The role is there, so he is someone to consider. If Anthony Black misses time, Cole Anthony probably becomes someone we look at because he will hypothetically move into a 25, 26 minute role. We know he can put up numbers, and they are up against Toronto, who aren't they're a talented team. They're all talented, but it could be a good matchup for the Magic here. For the Raptors, though, they are relatively healthy. RJ Barrett, doubtful with his illness. This has been ongoing for a couple of weeks now. So, interesting. I don't know what illness this is specifically. I just want to have a look at how many games he's actually missed. He came back for one, at least one, against New York. Where are we? Game log. So he came back for three. So he missed two, came back for three, and has missed two more, three, if we count tonight. And they were all illness-related, I believe. So his first missed game was the 19th of December. So we're looking at 2 weeks now that he's been dealing with this illness. So just something to monitor. Emmanuel Quickley looked great. Make sure he is active. Grady Dick, who should probably trend down a little bit. I'm still more than okay with holding him for another few games to see if he can continue playing really well. Bruce Brown, not really playing enough for me to be rostered. Kelly Olynyk can be dropped. Most of these fringy guys can be dropped now that they're healthy. Ochai Agbaji is probably the other name he's a soft hold, I think, for now until RJ Barrett is back. New York, speaking of the Knicks, will head to OKC. I think we made the determination on the post-game show last night that you just rest or you err on the side of caution whenever you are up against or you have players up against the Thunder. Tonight it is the Knicks. Not as easy to do that with the Knicks because we know that what their rotation looks like. There's not really a lot of streaming there. But tonight could be an opportunity. Jalen Brunson and Deuce McBride are both questionable. We know this is just simply a hierarchy. If Brunson is out and McBride plays, then McBride is a pickup. If McBride is also out, Campaign is a pickup. So just wait for the injury update. They do play at 8 p.m. Eastern. So hopefully we hear before 7 o'clock, but that might not be the case with the Knicks. We will see. For the Thunder, still no Caruso, still no Chet, we know that. And we know that Lou Dort, we know Kayson Wallace, Aaron Wiggins, all these guys, we know the story. If you wanted to take a flyer on any of them, the order for me would be Dort, Wallace, Wiggins. I think just based purely on minutes. I do prefer Wallace over Dort just in terms of ability and what he does, but Dort tends to get more minutes than Wallace. Washington at New Orleans for the Wizards. Bilal Coulibaly is out. So that probably gives us a little bit more play for Justin Champagne. Malcolm Brogdon could move into the starting lineup. They may actually move Corey Kispert in here. Maybe they decide to move Kyle Kuzma back into the starting lineup. He hasn't started yet. So who are we looking at here? Carrington has been starting, hasn't been doing a lot, but if you just need assists and some points, he's okay. Champagne, he's risky because we don't know what the role is going to be here. Kuzma, even he is, I mean, he should be rostered, and I figure he's going to trend up, but are the Wizards going to trend him up? Probably, but are they? I don't know. For the Pelicans, Jose Alvarado will return. I don't think I'd be adding him. Deeper leagues, maybe, but they're actually, their guard rotation is relatively healthy at the moment. DeJounte, CJ, Jordan Hawkins, Brandon Boston, all playing. So Jose Alvarado just comes into that little bunch of bench players, Hawkins, Boston, and now Alvarado. So to me, he's just a third head on that snake, and we don't really have a clear target any given night. Alvarado obviously is a little bit different in what he brings to the team. Very defensive, very, I guess, for lack of a better term, he's a pest on defense. So he can get steals in bunches. He can get hot occasionally. It doesn't happen very often, but he can. The Wizards will be a somewhat favorable matchup as well. So deeper leagues, if you wanted to give Alvarado a look, he will be very keen to get out there because he hasn't played for so long. Boston at Houston. Porzingis is questionable. Al Horford will sit this one out. Second night of a back-to-back, that's all. So we need to wait. We need to see if Jaylen Brown and Porzingis play. If they do, Hauser, if you're desperate for threes. If Porzingis doesn't play, we're probably looking at Luke Kornet. But they have gone with a little bit more of Nemanja Kadar lately. So you just really never know what they're going to do. I still think Kornet is probably the preference if Porzingis is out. If Jalen Brown is out, Sam Hauser, he gets a bump to become, I'm not going to say must add, but he is a very good three-point streamer. For the Rockets, Amin Thompson suspended for one more game. Tari Eason, it's very close. I think I've got him maybe in two leagues in my IR spot. But, I'm getting more and more worried about this injury and the fact that he wasn't questionable this time. He was just doubtful. I wish they'd just rule him out for however long. But, I don't think we need to be holding him. I'm not sure his upside is that high. The upside is high, but the opportunities for him to reach that ceiling are just not going to be there, I don't think. Cam Whitmore should still play a fairly significant role off the bench. We saw there was an interview with him following that last game about where he sort of outlined his frustrations at the moment with lack of opportunity, lack of minutes. He should get a few tonight. We'll see what he can do. But again, they are up against a very good team in Boston. Cleveland at Dallas. Speaking of good teams, Cleveland are healthy, so we're not really looking at anyone. LeVert and Strus would be the only two considerations. Strus seems to be creeping into a role. A meaningful role. He always plays a meaningful role, but moving ahead of Caris LeVert in the rotation. So LeVert was my preference. If you had to pick one of the two, it might be Strus now. It's still pretty close. For Dallas, PJ Washington. So he left the last game with a knee sprain and he's questionable. Well, it's not a knee sprain. If he's questionable in the next game, it's not a sprain because you are not coming back after 2 days from a knee sprain. So knee injury, let's call it. He is questionable. If he doesn't play, it would be Najee Marshall, but he's suspended, so it's not him yet. We probably get a bit more of Quentin Grimes. I'm not sure they'd start Grimes or Hardy, just size-wise, would not be a good matchup against Cleveland. It would be Kleber, ideally, that they would start here alongside Derek Lively. But Kleber is also questionable. I don't think they would go down this path, but if there was one, well, there's probably two or three, but this would be one matchup where you could float the idea of starting Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford together, just to match up with Mobley and Jarrett Allen. I don't think they'll do it, but if there was a night to do it, it would be tonight, but I doubt that they would. San Antonio head to Denver. Jeremy Sochan is out with it's back, isn't it? Yeah, back, a back injury. So with him out, we probably get Julian Champagne back in the starting lineup, and he is maybe an add tonight. We saw what he was doing when he was starting, two, 3 weeks ago before Bissell was ramped back up and before Sochan was ramped back up. So he's an interesting one tonight, as is Keldon Johnson, if you just need points. And make sure Bissell is rostered. I get questions about dropping him. Don't drop him. Denver, Peyton Watson. I'm holding him in a couple of spots. He's doing just enough. It's barely, but Russell Westbrook is just playing so well at the moment that the minutes aren't there for Peyton Watson. But I still think he's fine to have as a back-end guy if you just need defensive stats. And he's a relatively efficient scorer most nights. For the Grizzlies, so a few possible returns here. Zach Edey, Jake LaRavia, and Brandon Clark, all questionable. Ja Morant still out. Obviously, as is Marcus Smart, Santi Aldama, they're still week to week. So if Edie returns, Jaren Jackson would likely shift back to the four. Edie was only out with a concussion, so it's not a physical kind of injury here. So he should be good to just step back into that role. Should be rostered, obviously. Doesn't impact Jaren Jackson. Jalen Wells, if you just need some points, is okay. Scottie Pippen, they're still hesitant to play him upwards of 26, 27 minutes. So I think he's fine to roster. But yeah, I don't think he's going to reach the ceiling that we know he has. Luke Kennard has been playing really well. The return of Laravia would hurt him a little bit. I still don't mind taking a flyer on Kennard because he can handle the ball. He's a very, very good three-point shooter. And as I said, he has been playing well. So there's a chance. I mean, I would love to see him playing a 28-minute role every night. I don't know if that's going to happen. It's probably not, unless he's traded. And if Brandon Clark returns, he's very, very specialised. Doesn't score a lot, gets you some rebounds, defensive stats. But Jay Huff is also healthy now. So, yeah, I think it's a bit of a minute split between those two, a little bit like we typically see in Portland. For Sacramento, they've been playing better. Keegan Murray is doubtful, so I don't think he plays tonight, which will hopefully mean Keon Ellis remains in the starting lineup and plays heavy minutes and gets us steals. So if you added him, hold him, let's see what happens. If Murray does return tonight, which, again, I don't think will happen, I would still hold Ellis. Let's just see if that game, that last game where he was super impactful, played really well and led the team in minutes, is enough to earn him a sizable role moving forward. And the last game of the night, Atlanta at LA. Feels weird seeing Atlanta playing at 10:30 Eastern. Trae Young questionable, Jalen Johnson questionable, Bogdan Bogdanovic questionable. Trae Young is usually questionable, so we will hopefully assume that he plays. Jalen Johnson just is dealing with an ongoing shoulder issue, and I think he'll just miss games from time to time. It's not going to be more than probably one or two games at a time, and it'll probably come every 2 to 3 weeks. So he missed the last game. Hopefully he plays tonight. Bogdan Bogdanovic hasn't been very good. I don't think he's a must-roster player. He could be and could get there at some point. It just hasn't been a good season for him. So if he's available, if he does play, fine, if you want to grab him. Okongwu, I still think he's a hold. He won't make the most of those opportunities. Hopefully that comes. For the Lakers, Max Christie coming off his career best, 28 points last night. He's a hold, a rosterable player, a pickup, however you want to look at it. Hachimura is not. Anthony Davis, probable. We talked about this on the post-game show, that last night's absence was hopefully precautionary or just resting on the first night of a back-to-back, and it does appear as though that might be the case. So with him returning, Finney-Smith will take a little bit of a hit. It's sort of everyone does. I wouldn't be expecting 28 points from Max Christie, by the way. You have him more for threes and steals. So he might only get 9 points, but maybe three threes. Finney-Smith, I don't think we need to be holding him or Reddish or Connect or Milton. But should be a fun game, Atlanta and Lakers, the last one of the night there. All right, let's have a look. Have I heard any Cam Johnson updates? I have not. But I did only just wake up. Well, a couple of hours ago. Let's have a look if there are any updates. Cam Johnson. There's nothing on the injury report. Nothing that I can see that's official. So we'll have to wait and see. If this is a grade two, then yes, that is that's multiple weeks. And we know that, I mean, the Nets don't really want to be winning too many games. So yeah, I would expect an absence. I hope it's not too long because I have him in three teams, I think, and he's been so good. But I would maybe expect a bit of an absence here. Would I start Sarr or Herb Jones in a points league tonight? Herb Jones hasn't been great. Actually, we don't. Let me get off that so you guys don't have to watch me scroll and look at things. And let's, sorry, as I just adjust my settings on the fly, it's a bit easier to see. Okay, so who would I play? They play each other, I think, don't they? Where are we? Yeah, Washington at New Orleans. So who would I start? It's a really hard one. They're so very different. Herb will play more minutes, but this is a pretty tasty matchup for Saar coming up against Eve Misi and Daniel Theis. So it's in New Orleans. It's going to be a pretty emotional game given what happened in New Orleans on New Year's Eve. First game back, I believe, since that happened. So I don't know. Herb, I would normally say Saar here. I just think he's a bit safer. But I feel like Herb might be due. He's been pretty bad the last couple of games. And he usually does sort of randomly throw in these offensive games. So he's had 8, 18, 4, 10, 8, 5, 12. Yeah, I might go Herb just. Matt Carmody, I need rebounds and steals. Would I stream Conchar, Stewart, Richards, or Lyles tonight? Rebounds and steals. Well, it wouldn't be Richards, I don't think. Nick Richards just doesn't really play enough anymore. Conchar is probably the one that jumps out at me there. But that depends on health of other players. If LaRavia is back, if Edie is back, if Clark is back, if all of them, then Conchar probably doesn't play enough. And Isaiah Stewart. Yeah, I mean, Duren's playing better. Somehow it could be Lyles. Doesn't get a lot of steals, hits threes. Oh, man, what's going on with me this morning? Hard to know without injuries, I think. If you need rebound, then maybe it's Stewart. It would be Conchar. If based on what we've seen lately, it would be Conchar. But if they get three guys back on the court, there's just not enough minutes for him. Nick Richards hasn't really been playing enough. He does get boards, and I know Musa Diabate has been moved to the G League, so he is potentially not playing tonight, which means Richards could see 18 minutes, I guess 20, if maybe Mark Williams gets in foul trouble. Yeah, it's pretty close. I think Lyles has looked okay, but again, doesn't. These are all just backup guys, so it's a bit of a roll of the dice. Is Kawhi a top 30 player? Yeah, I think he is. What's his upside? Well, his upside we know is first round. Man, I hope I'm not getting what my son had. I think he can still be a first rounder per game. There will be a minutes restriction. He probably won't play back-to-backs. But I still think probably, I don't think he'll be top six or anything like that, but I think he can certainly be a top 20 player per game. Yeah, sorry that I said we can drop Kelly Olynyk. It's sad. It's sad. I would love to see him playing more minutes, but he's just not. Portis or Kuminga worth trading Middleton for? Kuminga I'd consider. Portis I wouldn't. With his recent play, Claxton or Lively? Yeah, Claxton's been a little bit better. Lively is a bit of a buy low at the moment because he's coming back off injury and on a minutes restriction. I think rest of season it's probably Lively. But they are pretty cautious with him. So for right now, I think you could make a case for Claxton, but I think if you're looking rest of season, I'd go Lively. Is Scoot Henderson a pickup in 10 team leagues, punting threes, 13 roster spots? Ooh, he's close. I think in 12s he is. In a 10 team league, punting threes, meh. He's pretty borderline, I think, in a 10 team league. I don't think you need to be adding him, but if you've just got an empty roster spot, you could take a flyer on him. Steve needs to activate Mello. Do I drop Grimes or Brolo? Don't particularly need blocks. If you don't need blocks, I'd be okay with dropping Brolo. He will be picked up straight away. I can guarantee that. But really, I mean, his value is blocks. That's it. So he doesn't get rebounds. He scores from sort of time to time, but with Giannis, with Dame, with Middleton there, he's fourth on the pecking order, so they don't need him. He just spots up and shoots threes, as we know. Grimes, I think he's going to play 30 minutes. He's going to shoot threes. He'll get some assists, some steals. So, yeah, I think I'd be okay with dropping Brolo, just as long as if you see him get picked up and then have three games in a row where he gets five blocks per game, that doesn't bother you, then I'd be okay with moving on from him. How far does Norm fall? That last game was not good. He's been really good. I still think he's going to play a pretty heavy role. As I said, Kawhi is not going to play every game. So I think he does fall, certainly, and takes a hit. I still think he's probably going to be a 20-plus point scorer and with a steal. So if that's valuable enough to you, I have no idea what he's been averaging. He's just been, apart from yesterday, he's been very good. Let me have a look. Man, this site's slow sometimes. Where are we? So he's averaging 23.6 points per game thus far. So he probably comes back closer to 20, I think, maybe 21. He's still gonna score. They need him to. So I think he takes a hit, but not nothing super significant. Oh, this is a lot of players. Hartenstein, Ayton, Trey Murphy for Siakam, Kessler, Miles Turner. Oh, sure. I think it's fine. I mean, if you're sitting fine, I mean, just leave your roster alone. I don't think you need to always be looking for trades. I mean, I'm leading in two or three of my leagues and I'm not interested in trades. If your team's doing stuff, just stick with it. But I think in terms of value, sure. I think that's fine. It is going to be sad when Lopez gets 25 blocks. For a guy we got as a 14th rounder, he's been super valuable. Who are you referring to there? I should know, probably. I'm just reading back through to see. Norm Powell, that could be who you're talking about because I was just talking about him. If it's Norm Powell, yes, he has been. Talking about Norm. He has been very good. I think he was probably drafted in a lot of spots once we got the Kawhi news, but he was still typically going in the last round or two. So he has been very good. All right, that will do for today's show. Got to, as I said, get these kids out to the trampoline park and get a morning coffee and do some shopping. So looking forward to that. I will be back this afternoon with a will I? So there probably will be a post-game show. It might come a little bit late depending on, we are heading out for dinner tonight, so it just depends on what time we head out, because there is a late game. The last game of the night tips off at 2:30 p.m. my time, which means it finishes around 5. So if I was to do a show, it means I wouldn't be able to cover the last game, potentially the last two games, which I don't like doing. I like to cover all of them. So the show, although I know the time doesn't work necessarily for everyone, the show might come a little bit later, 7 p.m. my time, which is very middle of the night in the US, but might work for other people. So there will be a show. I'm just not sure what time. But that'll do for this one. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Please, as I always ask, go and like and subscribe and stick that thumb up. Download any episodes you can, even if you just download them and then delete them. The downloads are key. So go onto your phone, go onto Spotify or whatever, and just download every episode and then go and delete every episode if you've already listened to it, because that is what matters. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pregame show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.